So for our first speaker today, I'd like to invite Emma Henningsen from Australian Network of Disability to speak about the Connect 50 advocacy project. Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Emma Henningsen and I'm from the Australian Network on Disability. I'm the Connect 50 Advocacy Project Manager there. We at the Australian Network on Disability, AND, believe that people with disability are skilled and capable contributors, socially and economically, and they are entitled to equitable opportunities in society. AND is a national, for-purpose, member-based organisation with a mission to create a disability-confident Australia. To that end, we work with Australian employers to ensure that they're equipped with the knowledge and resources that they need to be able to welcome people and welcome people with disability and to be inclusive across all aspects of their business. We assist organisations to develop practical strategies that build their disability confidence through the delivery of unique tools, services, programs and publications. We build the capacity of organisations to welcome people with disability as employees, customers and stakeholders. We connect organisations to share best practice and to learn from one another, as well as connecting employers with skilled and talented people with disability. We also enable organisations to check where they're at, to identify their strengths and areas for opportunity using tools such as our Access and Inclusion Index. We have two programs that we use to connect employers with students and job seekers with disability, the PACE Mentoring Program and Stepping Into Internships. AND has been running Stepping Into since 2005 and has placed over 1,000 university students with disability into internship opportunities across Australia. AND programs are designed to be mutually beneficial. Students with disability have the opportunity to gain paid work experience, and the supervisors and teams working directly with those interns are supported to learn how to best support people with disability by implementing workplace adjustments. The value of these types of programs is reflected in the statistics about grad employment outcomes for students with disability who undertake internships. A 2018 survey of Stepping Into interns found that 4 months after graduating, 80% of those interns were employed, compared to 58% who didn't undertake any internship at all. It's worth noting the broader influence that participating in internship programs can have on an organisation. So this includes the impact can be seen in changes in staff attitudes, in policies and practices, in increased staff confidence about supporting or managing a team member with disability, and in improving a staff member's ability to ask and an organisation's capacity to provide workplace adjustments. Based on the success of Stepping Into, the Victorian State Government selected AND to deliver the Connect 50 Advocacy Project with the aim to empower disability advocacy organisations to cultivate inclusive workplaces, to further realise the benefits of a workforce that includes people with disability, and to broaden the talent pool for future recruitment. The Connect 50 Advocacy Project is part of the Victorian Government's Disability Advocacy Futures Plan 2018 to 2020 and is designed to support disability advocacy organisations to employ people with disability. There is no cost for a student or an organisation to participate in the project. Connect 50 Advocacy internships run for 152 hours, which works out to be about 4 weeks full-time, and are designed to be structured around the winter and summer semester breaks. The project is open to university students in their penultimate or final year of disability, final year of university, or studying a certificate for at TAFE and who identify as having a disability. The internships are paid opportunities, with the Victorian Government covering the cost of the students' wages for 152 hours. This is where you come in. Connect 50 advocacy internships are demand-led. The advocacy organisation identifies a potential need, so a short-term project, an event that needs planning, a team that wants to engage an intern with disability, and provides AND with a position description outlining the essential requirements of the role. We share this position description with students via our social media and the education providers that we've built relationships with through our previous programs. Students then apply directly to AND for the program. We complete screening interviews for all eligible students that apply for the project and aim to provide the advocacy organisation with 2 to 3 intern candidates as a shortlist for you to interview. Connect 50 advocacy internships are highly supported. and include pre-internship disability confidence and awareness training for the supervisor and the manager, along with a Connect 50 manager's guide. There are also regular check-ins throughout the internship for both the student and their supervisor, and at the end there's an evaluation report provided. We have 10 In addition to the internship, as part of participating in the project, AND would complete a dignified access checklist of the site that an intern is located and will undertake a high-level review of the organisation's current recruitment process to identify any potential unintended barriers or stopping points for people with disability when they're applying for your roles. We have 10 fully funded internship opportunities available and have already received some interest and commitments for the project. We're currently seeking expressions of interest for the winter 2020 and summer 2020 to 2021 periods. If your organisation has the capacity to support a student intern and a project or a role that might benefit from an additional set of hands, I'd encourage you to reach out as soon as possible. I've placed some brochures on tables. I also have cards. I'm going to be here for a little while longer if you'd like to speak with me through one of the breaks. Thank you very much for your time.